Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are wrapping up our great time here at the Van Kampen Collection in the Scriptorium here in Orlando, Florida. And we are standing in a jail cell. Well, it's a replica of a jail cell. And it is a jail cell for someone who is very crucial, one of those towering figures in church history, none other than John Bunyan. And here in this room that is made to be like Bunyan's jail cell, complete with a very primitive bed, are a number of artifacts and books related to John Bunyan. First, there is an early edition of Pilgrim's Progress with an engraving. You know, it's interesting that these early editions of Pilgrim's Progress were so read, they were just literally devoured by people as they passed from hand to hand. And so, copies just don't exist. They were literally read out of existence as people just gobbled up this beautiful text that so well portrays, vividly portrays, the pilgrimage of the Christian life. Well, also here, there's a wood fragment from the Elstow House. There is a key to the Bedford Prison, an actual key from the Bedford Prison. You know, it reminds me of that scene in Pilgrim's Progress where Christian is just so despondent and they're in the castle of giant despair and they're locked deep, deep down in a dungeon and they're just absolutely despondent. And then all of a sudden, Christian remembers that he has a key and he reaches into the folds of his cloak and he pulls out the key of promise. And he, with a shaking hand, tries it in the lock, and it opens the door, and they come to another lock, and it opens that lock, and another gate, and it opens that lock, and they escape. And what a beautiful portrayal it is of the promise that is God's word. And that's quite a key, and maybe Bunyan had that particular key in mind when he wrote his text. You know, Bunyan wrote other books, right, beyond the Pilgrim's Progress. And one of them, and true Bunyan scholars say that they think it's a better book than Pilgrim's Progress. It's The Holy War. And here, too, is a copy of The Holy War from 1682. And Bunyan also knew a thing or two about suffering, didn't he? He lost his first wife, his oldest daughter was born blind, and also he himself suffered in prison and saw the death of friends and also just personally suffered. And so in 1684, he published Advice to Sufferers. And here in this Bunyan room, there is a copy of that as well. So all of these testament to the author, John Bunyan, and his wonderful classic, The Pilgrim's Progress. All of that is here in the Scriptorium in Orlando. Well, continuing our journey through Bibles and texts related to the Reformation, there is Fox's Acts and Monuments. I'm looking at a 1596 edition. Of course, this book chronicles the martyrdoms, most of them happening under Bloody Mary. But Fox begins his story actually back in the days of the apostles as the New Testament was coming to a close. And Fox records the many centuries of martyrdoms, and especially those martyrdoms related to the British Reformation. And next to it is a Bible that is a stirring testament to one of those martyrdoms. It's in that great English tradition of Bible translations and that line from Wycliffe all the way up to King James. It's a Matthew's Bible. It dates to 1537. It is opened to pages in John, and the reason it's open to pages in John is that there on those pages, there is actually the blood stains of a martyr of the British Reformation. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
Well, I see we have a moment left, so here's a quote from the Puritan Thomas Boston. "We owe the most unreserved and unlimited obedience to the will and command of the great Lord of heaven and earth, and that without exception or reserve, say to the contrary, whoever will."